You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday, 7 a.m. West African time. WSW, worship song of the week. It's the 7th episode of WSW. Can you believe that? Well, I have learned over the years that I should celebrate every little win, and I consider putting out this 7th episode a win, so yay! Glory to God for His grace so far. Please pray that I keep going, guys. I appreciate your prayers. Thank you. How are you, and how was your weekend? Hope it went well. I had a restful Saturday. Thank God for that. I was praying when God dropped the song I will be sharing with you today. It felt almost as if someone needed to hear that song today. If you are that someone, I pray that today's song will be a source of encouragement to you, and that whatever it is you might be going through this season, that your faith and hope in God will be restored. And with it will come lots and lots of joy. The song the Lord dropped in my heart to share is titled My Prayer for You by Alyssa Turner. Now, Alyssa Turner is a worship artist who has been through a lot, but holds fast to the hope in Christ and the joy that awaits us when we meet with Him at the end of it all. She often sings about our experiences to encourage us that even through pain, we must not lose our trust in God. Her testimony behind this particular song is one that touches my heart so deep every time. It touches my heart so deep and brings tears to my eyes. And I would love for you to hear it. Take a listen.
Music has always been such a big part of my life. There's always been a song in my heart that I needed to sing. I started writing songs when I was around 12, 13 years old, and I never really grew up envisioning sitting on a stage with people in front of me, but I absolutely fell in love with the passion in music and the way you can relate to others through telling stories. I love to tell stories, so telling stories through music. And my dad was a worship pastor, so I grew up always in the worship music world and watching him lead worship and learning what worship music was and who we were worshiping. He was such a big encourager of me chasing my passion and my dream. So those dreams throughout the years kind of led me to Nashville. I spent about a year there chasing after it and leaving demos at doorsteps. But one day I got a phone call, and it was unknown, and they asked me if I was a relative of Ross Turner. It was hours after that I finally found out my dad had passed away. It was a sudden heart attack, absolutely out of nowhere. It was such a dark period in my life, but music was still such a strong desire in my heart, so it just kept pulling me forward. So I chased it. So I packed my blue Honda CR-V and spent about 8 years out on the road, touring around, playing and singing songs and sharing stories for absolutely anybody that would give me the time of day. But it got to a point where I was starting to do some shows, and I'd be on stage, and all of a sudden I was having some memory problems. I couldn't remember my songs as well. My speech was getting really slurred. But it got to a point where I couldn't function anymore. I couldn't think very well. So I finally went home, and that last trip home, I stayed for a number of years. I ended up bedridden for a really long time. My muscles atrophied. I could no longer walk. I couldn't swallow. I had a feeding tube. I had seizures. I found out I had Lyme disease. Spent another 6 or 7 years on every kind of IV treatment protocol that there possibly is. The Lord was very quiet during that time. So it's like in those seasons, I just have to hold so tight to what I know, that He doesn't ever leave, and that He loves, and it's forever. Finally, some of the treatments that we were doing started to work, and my body would bounce back, and I finally started to get back out on the road a bit and do what I love to do and connect with people and sing and hear their stories. And I met my husband out on the road. We got married, and about a year into marriage, we got pregnant, which was a huge surprise because we had been told I couldn't get pregnant. And then right around our 12-week ultrasound, I was laying there, and I remember looking at the doctor And I just remember his face going white. He said, "Your son has a birth defect and that it's absolutely fatal, that there's nothing that can be done about it." We carried him, I think it's about 34, 35 weeks. They did a C-section. I remember the way it felt to have him sitting on my chest. And I remember they said that his breathing was getting labored, so I kind of knew. And so I just remember whispering to him, "If you're ready to go, you can go now." Again, music played such a constant role in that. It was such a way for me to process so much emotion and grief. It really has always felt like a gift that the Lord brought me. I think He knew I was gonna need it to get through all of that. Throughout like that first probably year or so, I was going out on the road and still doing singer-songwriter storytelling, lots of house shows. And for so many years, I prayed for the Lord, "Please open these doors, please open these doors, I'm working hard." And it was just a change in my prayer, and I said, "Lord, whatever door you open, I'll walk through." And it's kind of scary because you don't know what's about to happen. But to share songs about my faith and about the Lord and for just saying thank you for all He's done, it's an incredible honor to me, as well as it's like a huge responsibility for me. But He asked me to show up. He asked me to do this, and I said yes. So I've just kept showing up.
Wow, what a testimony. Let me ask you this. Have you been through similar situations like Alyssa? If your answer is yes, then rest assured that God has got you. If your answer is no, you can indeed rest in God and know that the same God who took care of Alyssa and healed her and is still with her is also with you. In Deuteronomy 31 verse 6, the Bible reads, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Also, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5 reads, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" I encourage you today that as you listen to this song, that you make it your prayer point as well, that God will strengthen you to trust Him completely so that you can enjoy His peace that passes all understanding. Till I come your way again with another worship song, remain blessed and never lose your wonder of God. Bye-bye.
Find the answer anywhere. brother, oh.